Can we bow our heads, please? Lord Jesus, unless you open up our hearts today, none of this will be of value. So open us up so we can hear. Open us up so we can see what your Spirit is really saying and speaking to us. In Jesus' name. I woke up in the middle of the night, but I was in a dream. And it's kind of odd. In it, I had gotten up very late. And it was Sunday. Which Sunday is the seventh day. Yes? And it was 8:15, and yes, how could this happen? And I'm very emotional. Because guess what? I'm late. Then I awake and I look at the time on the alarm clock and it's 5:20 a.m. So, I'm also very aware that it's light outside this morning. Very light at 5:20. So I wrote down the dream and I said, Lord, what does it mean? And he says, number 8 is a new birth. I looked at these roses and there are 8 gorgeous roses, and they all have meaning, and we're going to get into that in a few minutes. I also looked up at number 15 and it says rest. So it's really saying at the next level, it was really natural time, grace, number 5. 20 is redemption. The reason I'm doing this is because I'm trying to awaken you that you have wisdom when you get dreams. God is trying to speak to whom? Me. Guess what he's saying? It's the seventh day, and Kim, you're emotional at the time. It's time for you to have a new birth and rest. And you're only going to get there through grace if you really want the taste of the redemption. You want to wear it with me? Do you want to taste it with me? Yeah, I pray you do. Because you know what? We are one. We are one before Him. And it's in rest that we're going to have the victory. And we will get that redemption. I want it, but so do you, I pray. So, if you think you can perform to get yourself holy, I've got news for you. So I want to take you on a short trip. Jude. The book of Jude. You know where Revelations are? One page before. And it's a real long book, but it's power-packed. And I believe one of the visions confirms this. 2 Timothy. To him who is able, verse 24. To him who is able. To him who is able. Who is able? To keep you from falling. To him who is able to keep you from falling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. If you think you're going to present yourself by cleaning your own act up and performing a cleansing process on your own, you will be very much deceived. Because many, many times I've seen people who clean up their own act. And they're so proud of how clean they are. Did you catch it? They're so proud of how clean they are. How many see religious people proud of their traditions? What are they proud of? What they have accomplished and who they're part of. So their pride becomes holy to them. What got the Jews in trouble? The great majority were proud of who they were and what they had. So, St. Jude is telling us, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now yeah, but you know, it's a now word. It's a today thing. It's a real reality for you and me to trust him to do a work in all of us. And yes, we have to do our part. Yes, we have to cooperate. Yes, we have to say, come and do this in me, Lord. How many have had a problem with the stubbornness that we confessed before? Thank you. You know, there are times when I know that I know that I know, and even then, there's war going on. And I know that I know that I know I want to do right, and I end up doing exactly what St. Paul did. The exact opposite. Romans 7 says there's weakness in me, and the man of flesh is still giving me a hard time. This Adamic part of me. How many have got a little bit of Adam left over? Okay. If you've got a little bit of Adam, welcome to the club, because we're still living in an art suit. And you know what? When St. Paul says, I'm in a hurry to go home, he's tired of the war. But he's still in it. This morning as I was driving through Ludlow, these guys were trucking along and they were in a race. And I watched all these people racing and racing and racing just to get off a little crown or a little button or whatever. And it's Sunday morning. And I said, Lord, I'd like to give them a message. Did they give you any praise and any glory this morning? Or are they running and don't know what they're running for? Are they tired and getting wiped out and getting no eternal reward? Is it my job to talk to them? Is it your job to talk to them? Nope. Unless the Father draws, you're going to waste your breath. Unless the Father speaks, you're going to waste your breath. Unless the Father really presses buttons, you're not going to accomplish anything. Psalms 91. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells, that means remain, correct? In the shelter of the Most High. Where are you actually hiding? In the secret place. When you are resting in the Lord. He who dwells. It's a choice that you and I make. While we're resting in that place. By the way, that was the dream. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save me from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Who's going to do the saving?
He is.
He is. How many have tried to save themselves and failed miserably? Do you comprehend where I'm coming from? Did you get the message that Andy was pressed of God to pour out of his spirit this morning? And his confession. He don't like some of these things about himself. I can join him. I don't like some of these things about myself. If I admit it, what happens? Then a God of heaven can begin to work on me. If I admit it, He can begin to work. If I'm still working on me, is He going to step in? No. Why? If I'm still pushing buttons to make it happen, is He going to activate His angels to do a work? No. He's not going to do it. Because He's already seeing that you're in charge of yourself.
You want foreman on the job.
Yes, one foreman on the job. Just one. It's all that's needed. His name is?
Jesus.
But most of the time, who's in charge? Me. And the me and a him have an argument. He will cover you, verse 4, with His feathers. And under His wings, you will find refuge. Under His wings, meaning under His shadow. His overwhelming power is going to overwhelm you, and you will be what? Safe. His faithfulness will be your shield and ramparts. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day. How many know that the arrows fly by day are really witchcraft going on against you? Going in all directions. But they won't touch you if you are at rest. If you are resting in Him. If you are covered over by His presence. Verse 6, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plagues that destroy at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. All you will see the punishment of the wicked. If you observe and are at rest, the activity of man and the choice of doing all this work on our own and being taught this as a religious thing to do. My most difficult job is to unlearn what was a failure in my life. Because I'm so in the habit of doing certain things religiously in the same manner. And what happens is the more I pressure myself to perform, the less I accomplish and the more I lose. Verse 8. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If, verse 9, if, I got a big circle around the if, because it's conditional, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. What's your tent? Your body. and it's your home as well. For he will command his angels. He will command his angels concerning the neighborhood. No, because you've seen in the weather patterns that there were some homes that were what? Left totally safe and across the street totally, totally destroyed. Is this a warning that God is speaking to us? Is God is changing anything in you and me because we're seeing some of this devastation? Yeah. How many of you saw on the internet John Kilpatrick's new dream? Yeah. Scary, huh? Those of you who don't know John Kilpatrick, he was the one that the Lord chose to do a revival in their church in Pensacola, Florida. He's my brother's pastor. On the 27th of April, the Lord gave him a shattering vision on his way to church. It shattered him so much, and it shook him so much, it was a day vision, that he actually was pressed of God to pull back and to move out of the way because it was a tremendous, tremendous earthquake. Everything was shaking. 3 days later, he had a dream that confirmed it. And he saw the San Andreas Fault open up.
New Madrid Fault.
And he was, at the beginning of the dream, he's standing on one side of the river, and all of a sudden the river has no other side. He can't see the other side. It's that wide. And it goes on and on and on. And I just don't want to concentrate on that, but he said that when he came out of this, he had a couple of names of cities, and etc. And there are cities on the Mississippi River and Missouri, and in Mississippi, I believe. But the bottom line is that the source of this type of earthquake can be changed. The timing is not there, but it is saying something. God is using a man of high stature, accountability, a man of quality before God and before man, because I've met him and I know that he is that type of individual. He is not one that's wild in his actions and reactions. He's using a stable man to destabilize the comfort zone of the Christian church. Yeah. Don't get so comfortable. Well, in 1956, when I first came to Three Rivers, I saw what a flood can do. In fact, the house that my dad bought almost got washed away because of that flood of 55. Oh, and now we've got it all fixed because the rivers were emptied, some of the things that, you know, were hindering forces were removed, etc., etc. But could God bring a flood and an earthquake again? Can he do it in your neighborhood?
Anywhere he wants to.
Anywhere he wants to shake and to shake and to shake. And everything that needs to be shaken will be shaken. What am I trying to do? Scare you into the holiness that you need to know? I want you to just rest. You know, it's the hardest thing to do is to stop activity. And the hardest activity to stop is where?
Mind.
Sitting on your shoulders. That block there, you know? This wonderful little... It's not a block of wood, but it's definitely full of ideas. And that is the hardest part to stop. And that's the most important prayer that you can do, is to stop it and bring it into submission to the Holy Spirit. Verse 9, if you make the Holy or the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift up in their hands. They will lift up in their hands. Who? You. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. How are you going to prove that you love him? By being obedient. By doing what he says to do in spite of your emotions. Instead of your feelings getting to rule over you, you will do what he says to do in spite of what you think about yourself, in spite of what you believe about yourself, in spite of what other people may have said about you, or about your voice, or about your abilities, or about your talents, or about all the things that you think are so great about somebody else and not so great in you. Verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? And show him my salvation. What is the name of his salvation? Jesus. You know, I can remember when the Lord was working on me, trying to stop my activity. And he was trying to tell me, rest in my presence. I did it for a season. But then other things get in the way. How many have problems with other things getting in the way? Close your Bible. You want to be complete in him. You want to be complete in him. You want to let him be the Lord and the King, the Deliverer, the Savior, the Redeemer. All those areas of him that definitely want to be manifested in our lives can be, and they will be, if we let him do it. How many would like early retirement? It's time. If you'd like early retirement, I want you to stand. Retirement from your own works. Retirement from doing it your way. Come on. Come on down to the front. You know, the Lord says if we pray for one another that we will be healed. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm all done doing it my way. I know it in my brain, but it's got to go into my heart. A change of plan today. I need it now.
I need it more than ever.
To let your spirit take over.
I'm ready for retirement.
From doing it my way. And I'm taking a few children with me. Holy Ghost kids. That haven't learned this lesson yet. Give me the grace to speak to them.
When the door opens.
But if they would just stop. Rest their brains.
And really trust in God.
Because when he began a good work,
he wanted to finish it.
And I stepped in and got in the way.
I'm confessing that now.
I'm asking for your protection again.
I'm really slipping right back underneath those wings.
Where I can really rest.
And let you do.
What you promised to do.
It's time for redemption.
Guide me back.
To my first love.
Where I can trust you.
Whatever's happening.
All around me.
Does it really matter?
You're in charge, Lord.
And you will complete me.
You will perfect me.
You will complete me.
And all I need to do is trust you.
And rest.
Give me the grace.
To really rest.
Look across from each other.
Say, I'm in agreement.
I'm in agreement.
Because the scripture says.
Because the scripture says.
If two of us
agree.
On the earth.
On the earth.
About anything.
He will do it for me.
And right now.
And right now.
We're in agreement. That God is doing this thing.
I've tried.
And now it's complete. He's going to do the work.
I'm going to do the resting.
In Jesus' name.
Yippee!
Yes!
Excuse me.
Yippee skippy, I like it. Thank you, Jesus. Any additions in your heart?